In a world of smartphones, the rotary dial phone looks very retro. But it's not black or gray like the ones I remember from my childhood. It's painted in bright rainbow colors. It's not a real phone. It's a sculpture at an exhibition marking 25 years of Sappho, Kolkata's oldest lesbian and bisexual women's support group. It commemorates their helpline, which only operated 2 hours a week on Mondays from 1 to 3 in the afternoon when it started. Sometimes a housewife would call when a husband was at office and the children were at school and say, "I'm a lesbian too. My family forced me into this marriage." Upstairs from the exhibit in a crowded room, some members and friends of Sappho are presenting a skit, telling the story of sexuality and gender identity politics through a bit of song and wordplay. It's Pride Month in Kolkata, and I am Sandeep Roy. In San Francisco, the end of June marks the big parade celebrating San Francisco Pride. It was the first Pride I had ever attended anywhere. I remember the thrill of walking down Market Street with the South Asian LGBT group Trikon, our truck blasting Bollywood music while we walked in front carrying our banner. At that time, gay sex was criminalized in India. There were no LGBT groups in India. It felt like another world. But most importantly, California felt like I had found my tribe, my community, unapologetically gay and unmistakably South Asian. This year, Kolkata marks two anniversaries. One is 25 years of Sappho, the women's group. The other is 25 years of the first Pride Walk in India, though it was called a friendship walk. And bystanders had no idea what it was all about. Pawan Dhal, one of the organizers, says they had a fallback plan in case it got a little hairy. They carried some backup supplies.
A lot of stickers and stuff on safer sex. So that was still a fallback, that if there are too many questions, we'll say that we are doing health awareness work.
That walk had about 15 people. Back then, Canadian filmmaker Deepa Mehta had come out with Fire, a landmark film that showed two lonely sisters-in-law in Delhi embarking on a secret love affair.
I desire Sita. I desire her warmth, her compassion. I desire to live again.
When the film came to India, cinema halls were attacked. Kolkata was the one city where there was no trouble. But Fire became a code word of sort for lesbian lives. Right as you enter the Sappho exhibition, you see two blow-ups of newspaper articles about lesbian lives from that period. One is headlined, "Chai Chapa Fire," or "Fire Smoldering Under the Ashes." Another is called, "We Didn't Start the Fire." This Pride, both Sappho and the Friendship Walk celebrate 25 years. Through panels, art exhibits, discussions, and skits about laws like Section 377, which criminalize sex against the order of nature. But 377 has been read down, and consensual gay sex is no longer illegal, even though the courts refuse to grant the right to same-sex marriage. It feels like a new India when I get an invite from the U.S. Consulate General in Kolkata to a Pride Emporium fair this week, where you can pick up some jewelry, jute bags, chocolates, and decor items. The venue? The Lincoln Room at the American Center in Kolkata. The public display of LGBT lives can thus veer between marching on the streets, protesting laws like 377, or the commerce of diversity fairs where people can buy and sell knickknacks, or panels on diversity and stereotypes at a queer panel sponsored by the local tabloid T2 and the organization Kolkata Pride. Clothesmaker and artist Kolul Dotto says times are changing.
We've had enough of cishet perspectives, especially male perspectives. We don't need those anymore.
But somewhere amidst all that, it also has to be fun. Without that, everything else is pointless. Amidst these 25-year anniversaries, Kolkata is also celebrating a one-year anniversary. Last June, some friends in Kolkata started a queer karaoke night at the Tavern, an establishment that's part of Trinka's, a decades-old nightclub and restaurant. Queer karaoke on Thursdays at Tavern has taken on a life of its own. The singing isn't always stellar, but it's boisterous. There are two-for-one cocktail specials. The Tavern invite says, come, chill, vibe, and just be. And people just are. Chatting, laughing, and occasionally singing Mamma Mia or some Bollywood hit that gets everyone on their feet. And I realize, whether it's San Francisco or Kolkata, in the end, we are all looking to do the same thing. Build a community. One song, one helpline, one 2:1 cocktail offer at a time. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.